John Stewart, Green Lantern of Sector 2814, and it's Fans on Patrol time.
It's Fans on Patrol time.
Episode 313. It's just saying something should be ominous about that 13, but it's not. Episode 313. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. With me is Mr.
SMOOVE, spell smooth, live and direct.
Indeed. So we got no tiff about this week, man, but it's going to be okay, man. It's going to be okay. So this week, man, the title of the show, believe it or not, is The New Mutants. They finally snuck this one out for us to take a look at. And me and Smooth have been the only two people in the world that's been highly anticipating this release, man. Yep. You know, almost went to the movies to see it.
Yeah.
So we're reviewing that today. That's the big kahuna for today. We're also going to be talking a little Wonder Woman news because the bombshell news came out this week. Just... Woo! I wish Tiff was on board so she could talk about this. And I think Liza Raphael had some things to say about this when she was on the show. Also, believe it or not, we got some cartoon news. So we're going to talk a little cartoon news. We'll get there when we get there. I'll let y'all know.
Itchy and scratchy. No, I'm just kidding.
Tom Holland and Daisy Ridley got some news, man. They got a little something out there. We're going to talk about a little project they're involved in. We got a one-shot, and this was Tiff's one-shot, so I could beat your ass, Tiff. Right. Utopia. It's available on Amazon. We got a one-shot. We did the first episode. We're going to let you know what we think about that first one. And back, like I said, at the top of the key, just like all the NBA stars, The New Mutants is the big one for the day. So saying all that, seeing the lineup, you ready to roll?
Let's go.
All right.
This is Random Randy Savage from Code 45 Podcast.
This is Joey from the So Wizard Podcast, and you are listening to the World All-Stars Podcast Network.
Geek World All-Stars Podcast Network.
This is the Geek World All-Stars Podcast Network.
All right, man, we're back, and we just want to let you guys know that we do have a Patreon, and it's live now. We're not going to sit up here and beg for money like a lot of people do, but we're going to beg for money like a lot of people do. No, so we just want you to go over and, you know, you should check out our Patreon. Access is only $1, and there's different tiers over there. You have the $3 tier. Then you have the God tier, man, which actually will bring you on the show. We got a couple of people that has to come on the show because I think we got a couple of $10 donations, man. So they get to come on the show and play a game with us, man. A game of their choice with the competition of their choice. So there you go, man. You know, people can't stand you, Smooth, and they want to try to obliterate you. They come on the show and, you know, take shots at you, you know.
Cool. For a low, low price, $10.
$10.
You can do all that. And you get the cheat sheet answers, too.
Hopefully not. You know, when we used to play games with people, I would wonder sometimes if people sitting there Googling and stuff.
It was. I know they was.
I think some of them was just too damn good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got somebody in mind, too.
Yeah, not that smart. Not that smart.
So, man, that's our Patreon. Going over to Patreon and, you know, look up Fans of Patrol. You'll find us there. You'll find the different things. And we got more stuff to come. We are rolling. Also, we want to say thank you to our newest Patreon, Ken, man.
Yeah, thanks.
Welcome aboard, brother. And you came right on time. This week, we released Batman Begins, the first in the series, with our homie Beat 'Em Down from Code 45. So that went around pretty good. We've already recorded the second episode, so that's ready to go on there. And this week, I think we're releasing Devil All the Time, that's available on Netflix. Devil All the Time? I think that's the name of the movie?
I'm not sure. That's Tom Holland?
Yeah. I think it's Devil All the Time. And say, so that's this week, man. We got some other big news coming on. We got some our homies from So Wizard Podcast coming on. Joey is coming on, man. We're doing Breaking, you know, not the Electric Boogaloo, but we're doing Breaking. We're doing that, so that'll be available soon.
Some 80s.
All on Patreon, man. So get on board. Come and get your full membership so you can get the show. You can get the lockdown shows. If you love the lockdown shows, a lot of people told me they did. That's basically all that is. And then we got some videos coming, and we got some games coming and some other information. And thank you to all the loyal Patreon people who have been on there, even if you only donated once, man. Thank you for all of you guys. So I think we got three people coming on to play games.
Oh, that's cool.
Which we got to get together.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Smooth, could you hit us with that social media?
Okay. For everything Fans on Patrol, you can go to fansonpatrol.com. If you want to reach us directly, you can reach us at fans@fansonpatrol.com, one word, via social media on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and at Fans on Patrol. If you want to listen to us, you can listen to us on Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Podbeam, Stitcher, Satchel, Podknife, TuneIn, and subscribe to us on YouTube. Please give us a 5-star rating and review on your favorite listening platform, and we'll shout you out on the air.
I'm going to do a couple shouts out right now. First of all, shout out to Isabella.
Okay.
If you guys have been on our Instagram this week,
mm-hmm.
Isabella is a new member of the crew, and she's dedicated to bolstering up the Instagram, and she's been creating posts and doing things like that. Now, I think we all have access to that, so we all chime in from time to time, but yeah. She's probably the main person now, so she's really good with that.
Okay.
And shout out to the country of Finland, bro.
Oh, word, yeah.
You know, we still remain in, like, their top numbers.
Finland is the shit,
number
y'all.
One podcast. What's up, Finland? You guys are the shit.
Y'all are the greatest.
We love Finland.
Yes,
man.
We do.
We got to come and do a show there.
Yeah.
In the cold.
That's what's up.
What's up to all the Finnish people out there, man, for supporting, you know, us.
Mm-hmm.
So, where we at now, man? We did all the thing. We did the shout outs. Okay. So, it's time for the news, Smooth.
Okay.
So, you know, a lot of stuff has gotten backed up over this coronavirus thing, man. You know, hopefully you guys are doing what you're supposed to be doing, sheltering in place, doing, you know, following the rules, trying to get rid of this garbage, man. You know, the help is on the way.
Hopefully.
But all the movies have been getting backed up, man. They basically released two major movies this summer, Tenet and New Mutants. And, you know, Tenet did okay, but Tenet probably would have did 4 times better than it did worldwide if, you know, it wasn't a pandemic. Also, the New Mutants was released. Did terrible.
Well, yeah.
Oh, it did terrible.
Yeah, it didn't do what it's supposed to, yeah.
So, what? Scarlett Johansson's Black Widow was supposed to be released.
Morbius supposed to be released.
Is it? Was it?
I think
supposed to be this summer. I don't know.
No, I thought it was supposed to be like last spring. Well, yeah, around this time, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I know it was. I don't think it was this summer. You know, I'm thinking about the big summer movies and stuff.
Oh yeah, of course.
Wonder Woman was one of those movies.
Yeah, it was.
And I remember Liza Raphael from Love Happens Film was on, and she was like, "Look, just release the damn movies, you know, charge what you want to charge for them. I'm so ready to see a movie, something new that's, you know." And I'm like, well, you know, Netflix is doing. She's like, yeah, but it's still not those movies. And I'm like, she had a point. She had a point.
Smooth. Yeah, she did. Yeah.
So all her wishing must have paid off, Smooth.
Oh.
Because I couldn't believe this announcement, man. Now,
you
talking about pushing an app.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers is not playing with their HBO Max app. But, you know, they came out a little soft,
mm-hmm.
but they've been hitting it. I mean, they clearly want to take over. Clearly.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they have been throwing a lot of stuff on their app. And then this December, y'all, Christmas,
yep.
they're dropping. Well, first of all, they're doing a Snyder Cut next year, right?
Yeah.
Right. And so
Justice League.
Whatever, you know.
Was it?
The more I see of that, the less I want to see it. I just, and they will not leave that sad as David, hallelujah.
Oh, the music.
They won't leave it alone, Smooth. They did 2 more trailers with that damn music.
With that music.
And all slow motion. And everybody,
well, you know,
running slow and hollering. You know, they're doing the, arr.
Did you ever want to have a slow motion scene yourself, like when you enter the room or something like that?
Dude,
have you ever? Yes, of course.
Guess what? But I don't need 2 minutes and 56 seconds of slow motion and a terrible ass song. If you're gonna do a slow motion Smooth, I want something cool to come in. You know, I want some dire music, something like this. You hear that? That's this.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I hear you on that one.
That's slow motion, man.
Yeah, I feel you.
I'm kicking some ass. I'm not going to listen to hallelujah. Get out of here, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, Smooth.
Uh-huh.
So they dropped the shoe, Smooth.
Yeah. 1984, Wonder Woman.
Goddamn, on Christmas. What a gift.
That is a gift.
You better sign up for your app.
People, I got that. But also, they haven't let it off in the theaters maybe, 2 weeks before that?
No. I think they're going to do it in the same exact time. So you have a choice to do either or.
No, December 16th.
Well, smooth.
Well, it'll be 1 week earlier on December 16th.
That's the same time.
Yeah.
Either they're going to go to the theater or you're not.
Well, and pretty much you're not, probably.
I'm not going to
the theater. I'm not going to the theater. You got more than bed bugs to worry about going to the theater, buddy.
Wasn't that something when that was the
that was the big thing? Yeah, that was the big turnoff. Yeah. Now it's you can possibly die.
Now, right, death and destruction, man. So anyway, man. So they're releasing Wonder Woman, bro. Dude, this broke my cheeks, smooth. I couldn't believe it. I was sitting there like, they're doing it.
Doing it well, buddy. Yeah, doing it.
Dude. Unbelievable. So I'm excited. Smooth.
Yes.
I might even go buy me a bigger TV for it.
Oh, man. Like, it's like the Super Bowl, huh?
It's something, man.
This is groundbreaking.
I saw a nice 82-inch at Costco's that was like poetry in motion. I was like,
82?
Man, it was big, bro.
Jeez.
And then I might put the one in the living room up in the bedroom.
Right.
Just to overwhelm me, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm thinking about buying a new TV. I ain't playing, man. I'm excited. Now I know what Liza was talking about. This is a true big movie coming to the house. Mulan was one. And I think they
blew it with that.
I don't really think they did because they got subscriptions for Mulan.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
And people paid the $30 move.
Yeah.
Don't think they didn't. And now the movie is available for $19.99.
I still haven't seen it though.
No, you haven't, but a lot of people did. Look, it worked out for them, smooth. They was like, sure.
Did it? I mean, yeah. Smooth.
Right after that, they was like, we're going to do a lot of streaming now. We don't give a shit about the theaters no more. Disney was like, listen, only reason why we're doing theaters is because we stuck with contracts.
Okay.
But, dude, other than that, Disney is like, look, pandemic or not, this is what we're going to do.
Right.
So it worked out for them.
Okay.
And so.
Yeah. I thought it might have backfired.
How excited are you for Wonder Woman, man?
I am excited because I know my little girl wants to see it. Even my son wants to see it. And I want to see it, you know, because the trailer looked
Why is it lightweight good for you? The first Wonder Woman was phenomenal.
Well, no, the only reason why lightweight, because like you said, they waited so long. Some of the anticipation is gone, but it's not the end. It's not December yet. You know, it's right around the corner, though. December is right around the corner.
I'm really looking forward to this. I'm like, this is like big. I mean, we about to get a big ass movie in your living room.
Yeah.
And ordinarily, do I care? But this feels different. This seems okay.
Well,
full disclosure.
Mm-hmm.
We watch stuff like the Jamie Foxx movie. We watch you know all the movies we've been watching that's been Netflix originals, things like that.
Right.
I ain't sat down with a box of popcorn and Coke and watched those. I just watched them.
This is true.
With this woman?
Yeah, that's just true.
I'm popping popcorn, smooth.
Are they gonna have it like where they gonna show a bunch of trailers of shit coming out too?
Hopefully not, smooth.
I need that. No, need to bring that to the.
Think about it. Think about what you're saying.
What?
If they start doing that for one movie on HBO Max, look, smooth. You want some trailers? Just go to YouTube before the movie.
That's true. So, you know what? You could pause this shit too. You could pause it.
Man, well,
you know what I'm saying? You could,
I'm just saying, I think I'm going to treat it like a movie night.
Oh, I'm going to treat it like a movie night, too. And especially for all you people that got the home theaters and the theater seats. This is wonderful.
So, I thought that this would make me sad, like Tiff, you know, with them doing this.
Uh-huh.
But now I'm like, no. Now I want Black Widow. I want everything else they was going to do.
Yeah.
You know? And I'll pay the price, man. If four of us, if it's $30, I'll pay it, man. You know?
So, I mean, it's already on. Yeah, it's already on Max. It's already,
they're not even charging an extra fee.
No.
Yeah, you just got to get Max.
You just got to get Max.
And they hope that all these people who turn Max on and say, I'm going to turn it off after I see Wonder Woman. We know that more than half of you are going to forget all about it.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
And 2 years later, you're like, what? Am I still paying for
it? Yeah, right. I'm one of them.
But Max has been good, though, man. So far, I'm enjoying my.
Yeah, I've been watching Harley Quinn.
Everybody's talking about that.
Yeah, I mean, man, it's
matter
brutal.
Of fact, Randy Savage asked for a one shot of that, and so he can be on the show. So
we
should do that.
Yeah.
So enough of Wonder Woman, man. All right, man. So I was very surprised. I had heard nothing about Tom and Jerry. I had seen nothing about Tom and Jerry.
Right.
Tom and Jerry is not even that popular with the kids now these days. But then they decided to come out with a Roger Rabbit-esque Tom and Jerry TV show. So we have this, what do you call it? This trailer.
Yes.
It's available on our social media. You can go over there and take a look at it. Mm-hmm. And it's very Roger Rabbit-ish. Like, so it's live action with, you know, cartoon Tom and Jerry. And when it first started Smooth with them shaking hands and stuff, I was like, oh, shit. First of all, if you're going to do this, why would you make them enemies and stuff? But then all of a sudden, it changes and Jerry is a rat in the hotel and they want him out and they call Tom. Very old Tom and Jerry. Yeah. Smooth, how do you feel about this?
The thing is with Tom and Jerry, I love the old Tom and Jerry.
Okay, okay.
So this new one, it doesn't have a real good. It's to me, like you said, it's Roger Rabbit. It's not Tom and Jerry to me. That's how it looks. And even though they're doing Tom and Jerry stuff, it still doesn't. I mean, I'll put it like this: I will watch it because my kids. My daughter, she loves Tom and Jerry. She loves the old Tom and Jerry. She even loves the new Tom and Jerry's that they have. So I watch it because of that. But it doesn't. But it all depends on who's in here. I see they got my man, the Ken Jeong from The Hangover. I see they have him in. He's funny.
Well, it's full of what do you call it? it's full of cameos. That's for sure. Michael Pena's and things like that.
Right.
So I don't know, man. I don't know how I feel about this. When I first watched the trailer once, I was like, oh boy. But then some of the gags were pretty freaking funny, you know. And as I sat there and watched it, I was like, this is cool. Okay, first of all, it's not for me.
I had to keep that in mind.
Second of all,
I had to keep that in mind.
It's some of the gags in the trailer literally made me laugh. So I was like, if I was a parent and had to go watch this and the trailer's making me at least chuckle at some things, it might be okay to go watch this.
That's the thing. I'm used to the old Tom and Jerry with the. Now, hopefully they have Spike the dog in there. You know, and hopefully they have.
See, I disagree. Not necessary.
That's what I'm saying. I hope they have more of the Tom and Jerry characters in this as opposed to just Tom and Jerry.
I think it'd be fine the way it is. I was real critical when on the internet when it came out. Like, come on, man, who needs this? Y'all just running out of ideas. But then as I looked at it, I was like, if I had a little kid, I wouldn't mind going to see this one because it might be something in here for me.
And
like when I saw him moving the mouse hole and he was running into it and stuff, I thought that was hilarious. I was cracking up. I was like, that's just goofy stuff. And he was like taking pictures on a Xerox machine and stuff like that, on the copier. I thought that was funny, you know. I mean, just lightweight make you chuckle and stuff. And so because of that, something else that's really interesting is that not all the characters are not animated. Like, they had, like, the elephants and the birds and stuff that was animated. And I was like, well, that's an interesting choice. So they're mixing, like, fake and good. So at first I was like, nah, this is bullshit. But then I was like,
what they got to do is you is or is you ain't.
Smooth, they're not doing it.
Oh, they're not doing that, you sure?
They're not going to do
that. Oh, they're not going to do no singing. Oh, man. No. Come on.
They're
man.
Definitely not going to do that.
Is you is.
But even some of the stuff with the star, you know, with Tom and the star working together, it's kind of funny to me. So, you know, if you can make me laugh or half-ass enjoy this as a parent when I got to go watch this with my kid or something like that, I think it's mission accomplished because it's nothing worse than being in a kid movie that's so kiddie that you just like can't wait to get out of there.
Yeah, fidgeting in your seat.
You know, but when you got like a Shrek or something like that and you like really enjoying it and your kid's enjoying it, that's cool. Yeah. So I think this is okay.
Okay, well, you know, I hope that they have some of the old Tom and Jerry slapstick stuff, not the, you know, that's all.
Yeah, I see Tom just still getting effed up all the time too. So.
See, yeah, you know they're gonna have to balance that out. You know, I don't like that all the time.
It was fine for 50 years, Smooth.
For 50 years, yeah. I mean, yeah, he did get bowling balls thrown on him and dynamite blown up in his face and all type of So I guess that's the formula,
right?
Yeah.
So let's move on to Tom Holland and Daisy Ridley. So Chaos Walking 2021. Apparently this movie was done a long time ago and they're just now releasing it now. You know, pretty much like everything else. But unlike everything else, you have two stars here that's not in high demand like the Wonder Woman movie and things like that.
Right.
You know, both of these stars are still really making their bones. You know, Daisy Ridley has basically been in one movie, you know, franchise, three movies and stuff. And she's been trying to get other roles. And so it's it'd be kind of nice to see if she can really act.
I can't remember her. What movies was she in?
Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Damn. Wow. That is right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Shit. Duh.
So I don't really understand what exactly is happening in this trailer. Like, it looks like somebody's an alien. I don't. What is all this puffy stuff going around Tom Holland's character? Smooth.
Well, it looks like this is interesting because it's for whatever reason. You can see his thoughts and hear his thoughts.
Is that his thoughts?
What it is. So,
I couldn't tell if it was emotions or thoughts or both, you know?
It probably is a combination, but what's so ill to me is that you can't really control what you're thinking sometimes.
Maybe bad.
You know what I mean? So it's just like, yo, I wonder if they're going to tap on that. Like, are they going to have like some, of course they're not going to have like the like what you really think of like obscenities. And it seems like she's the only woman that's in this movie right here.
It looks that way, but you also have Matt Mikkelsen in there. That's Tiff's boy.
Yeah, I was about to say that, yeah.
And you also have Nick Jonas is in here now. Matt's is the bad guy, which he does very well.
Is he the bad guy?
It's what it looks like to me, man.
Oh, okay.
This trailer is kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
But one thing I really want to say is that it looks like I want to see it.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. I want to see it, too. It looks like he can materialize things from his thoughts, too, kind of.
Yeah, it's a lot going on in this thing. So, is this a Netflix movie?
I'm not sure. I think it's might be coming to streaming or something. No, I think it might be Netflix. No, I'm not sure.
It's whole thing looks post-apocalyptic, that's for sure. It definitely looks dystopian, you know.
Right.
Society is gone and stuff, and this is all they have is chaos. And then you invite, you know, I can't tell if this guy's an alien or he's, you know, or what. I don't know what the hell is going on in this thing.
Or if he left the planet and came back.
You know.
Yeah.
Who knows? So what do you think, man? I'm interested to see what the hell is going on.
Well, yeah, and it does look like there will be some aliens in this, too. So, yeah, I want to see it.
Yeah, because something came out of that water and stuff like that, you know.
And they showed a big old ship in
Maybe
the sky.
He was abducted by aliens, and they put him back, and this is what he is now, you know.
Probably.
You know, something.
Well, I've seen a little doggy in here. They got dogs in here, too.
Wonderful, Smooth.
Well, it says coming soon, Lionsgate, so we don't, I guess they haven't decided what platform they're going to be
on. Yeah, I didn't really see a platform either. I'm like, is this coming to the theaters? It may be. I don't know. You never know, man. Wonder Woman was coming to theaters, and now it's not. You know.
Right, yeah.
And I think Daisy Ridley was an astronaut or something like that, right?
Yeah, we know that.
So
one of them.
Very confusing, Hollywood. But very confusing. Right. But, you know, I think it was Daisy Ridley because I think she came out that ship that kind of looked like the Mal Calamar ship.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of Mal Calamar, mm-hmm. Did you watch Mandalorian this week? Last week?
I did. Last week.
Episode 3?
Episode 3, I did watch. I didn't like. That was still with the frog, right? The frog.
Not really. That was the one with the. I mean, he took her to the planet. He was on the Mon Calamari planet.
Oh yeah. And the starfish head people jumped him and shit.
Yeah.
Did you watch that?
Yeah,
that was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Spoilers.
That was pretty good.
Damn, that was a badass episode.
That was pretty good. Yeah.
The Mandalorians came down. Right. Katie Sackhoff is playing the same role from the Clone Wars.
Yeah, that's what they was referencing.
My God, bro. Mm-hmm. Next level shit here, man. And then they mentioned the Sokotano.
Right.
Man, when they took that Imperial ship, holy shit, bro. Right. I'm sitting there like, yes, Star Wars, yes, yeah. Star Wars, yes. I was so pumped watching that damn show. Oh, it was so good.
It was good. That one was good, yeah, because the last one with the frog and the spiders, I was like,
No. Let me explain. If that episode was in the middle of the season, I would have been fine. I love the episode, but let me say this.
Yeah.
I didn't want the episode because you had the opening season and opener.
Right, yeah.
With no thing going back to the end of the season.
Yeah, with Moff Gideon.
And then you had a second show with nothing that had to do with it.
Yeah,
exactly. And so that was the problem. Right. But the spiders and being, man, that was like a haunted house. I dug that shit, man. But
I just
didn't like where it was placed. If it was like later on in the season, I'd have been like, oh, this is cool. I liked
how they brought the X-Wings in there. You know, it was like you said, certain things in there. Is it, like you said, maybe it was the placement of the show.
It was definitely a good show, man. But it was the placement, man. But man, episode 3, man, them damn Mandalorian. And look, thank you. They trying to keep Pedro on the show because Pedro, that helmet coming off his ass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
Because she was Death Watch too for a moment.
Okay.
In the Clone Wars. Right. So she was part of that sect that don't remove the helmet and stuff like that.
Right.
So, it was so good, bro.
It was. Yeah, it was a breath of fresh air.
God damn, it was good. That was Star Wars.
Right.
All them damn stormtroopers. Mm-hmm. I'm glad they was at least shooting them.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm popping.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell is going on over there with that mic. I'll fix it. Don't worry about it.
But yeah. It was. Damn. Yeah, Mandalorian dude, is stepping up.
When they blew them out the airlock, that was just like ridiculous, man. I was like, God damn.
That was smart thinking right there.
Oh shit! It was like we locked them in the controls. He was like in the control. Boom! They was right. I was like, oh shit. Oh, the stormtroopers are so stupid. I wish they wasn't that damn dumb.
Yeah, that's the only thing. They need to, like in episode 9.
Yeah, I would prefer them to be a little more formidable.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, they can actually shoot what they're shooting at.
Yeah, it gets kind of, to me, it's kind of, they can't shoot nothing. Y'all making jokes about it, but.
Right, and they always getting blasted and thrown around and shit like that.
Well, they shoot his ass with his best scar on, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You know, so. They should have had some more Mandalorians with them instead of just the four, so you could have killed like the rest of them, and only the four would have survived.
Yeah,
then that would have been even better. Come on, man, come on. Anyway, so that's it for the news, man. We threw y'all a little extra Mandalorian in there, man. So there we go.
You're welcome.
Yeah, indeed. I'm gonna switch you on that too. Okay, so we're gonna take a break, and we're gonna come right back with our one shot, man. Utopia. All right, man, we are back, and it's time for our one-shot Utopia. This is something that you can get on Amazon Prime if you have that. It's for free. If not, you're out of luck. So, good. 2020 TV Mature. Now, I couldn't believe that at first. I was, after started watching it, I was like, this must be lighthearted. But it quickly earns that.
Yeah, it does.
Action, drama, mystery, sci-fi, thriller. A group of young adults who meet online get a hold to a cult underground graphic novel, which only pins them as a target of a shadowy deep state organization, but also burdens them with the dangerous task of saving the world. Now, if you watch this like I have, just the one episode, that is not clear from the very first episode, but a lot of shit happens.
Yeah.
A lot of people in this, man. I haven't got to John Cusack, but apparently he's in it.
Yeah, he is.
Ashley Lathrop. It's one of the characters that I've had in the first. That's actually in the first one. Dan Byrd is in it. Desmond Borges, Christopher Dayham, Jason. His name is Jason Wanna Walton. He's a little kid.
Yeah, right.
Trying to get a little snappy name, shit like that. Sasha Lane is in this, and she's been in a lot. Recently. She was in that shitty movie we watched for Halloween. What was that? Daniel.
Daniel isn't real.
Yeah, she was in that. She was also in Hellboy. And so,
oh really?
Yeah, she was in the newest Hellboy movie.
Okay.
So she's starting to, you know, we're starting to see her face from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, let's see. Before we get hitting it one word, I mean, what the hell am I doing? Start over. Before we get deep into this thing, it's time for one word. Smooth. One word.
Surreal.
Really? Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna say mysterious.
Okay.
And I'll just, you know, qualify that for saying that, you know, it started one way for me, and the mystery was afoot, Watson. And I was like, what the hell is going on? And it was so many clues being left out there in this first episode that I have to come back for more.
Well, they leave me little eggs here.
Oh, it was more than a little damn eggs, because by the time the end of the episode came, he was like, God damn, what's happening?
Right.
But in a good way.
Yeah.
So your one word was?
Surreal.
Surreal, why that word?
Well, because they're dealing with viruses and just pretty much secret like government stuff, and it's kind of like, you don't want to believe that, but in actuality, it does. It's kind of coming to fruition to me. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. So there's a lot of big stars that's to come in this, from what I can see, looking at the lineup. And I'm not going to read all these people, but those are kind of the people who were important in the first thing. So this thing starts off, man. Let's hit some spoilers. It starts off where we get the they hit our lineup of nerds in their own lives. They know people online, kind of like we do TIFF, right?
Well, at first they get to the house. The two couples, they go to the house and they find the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they find, you know, I guess it's her grandfather or
somebody
whatever.
Somebody died, he left the house. Yeah. They find this pieces of a unfinished comic book in there that's supposed to be a big deal, kind of like finding Superman #1.
Right.
But it's completely different than what you thought Superman #1 was.
Right.
And so...
This is the original art, actually.
Right.
Yeah.
no dialogue or anything like that.
Right.
And so they're gonna go to Comic-Con. And so we got this little whimsical couple. Mm. So then we get introduced to our stars that from all over the globe, well, the United States.
Yeah.
And they're all nerds, kind of like the three of us and Tiff.
Yeah, one of them's from Cleveland, as a matter of fact, I think.
Yeah, poor fella. And, you know, they all have relationships and they all have like ridiculous, outstanding personalities. So
yes.
We have, I'm trying to see if I can go through these people and find them on IMDb for their names. The African-American young lady, her name was Becky, believe that or not.
Yeah, right.
And she's just a female nerd,
mm-hmm.
plain and simple.
Plain and simple, yeah.
And they show her have like a epileptic attack or something like that.
Right, she has some type of ailment, and you can tell she has a mark on her neck.
Something happens, yeah. Smooth, and they show that for a reason. You're like, yeah. Well, this is going to come out later.
Foreshadow. Right. Yeah. Very good foreshadow.
Smooth, that should be your one word. That's like a new word for you.
Yeah. I use it quite a bit, yeah.
And then we have the conspiracists, and he lives with his dad and 1,000 other people in that house, man.
Wilson.
Dude, what the hell was up with him and all them people living in that house, man? I thought he was going to have a shitty relationship with his dad, but his dad was cool as hell when he asked him for the money and, like, completely supports his nerd lifestyle because his dad is kind of conspiracist, too.
Well, yeah, and his dad's like, hey, man, I need you to make friends. I don't want you to be just like me. That's what I thought, pretty much.
Then we had Ian, who is the undercover nerd and has the girlfriend online, which is Becky, that they never met.
Right.
And, you know, he's told her a bunch of lies about his life trying to be cooler than he is.
Oh, yeah, you find that out. And then you have, what's her name, Samantha, right?
I really like her.
Yeah.
Because she, like, that job she got spraying, painting.
graveyards.
Grass. Grass.
It was like,
if you don't have water, not a problem. So
we'll make it look green.
So they all get, they see this posting about this Utopia, which is a sequel mm-hmm. of Dystopia.
Yes.
And they all lose their minds, so they're going to go to this Comic-Con to go bid on it. Mm-hmm. And so right now, Smooth, I'm digging this, man, but I'm kind of like, why are we kind of watching this? You know, what's the big deal? You know, was it going to be like that last one-shot that we watched on, you know, with the guy who died and went to heaven, but heaven was digital and all that stuff?
Right? Oh, okay, yeah, right. You know, so I forgot all about that one. Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like that.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
So they got one more in the group, Grant, who's supposed to be rich. You talk about he's in the Porsche.
Right, and he's a kid.
I knew he was going to be a problem. I was like, this dude is obviously the worst of all of them, right? So, yeah, they're all going. And every time he calls them bitches.
Right, yeah, he's like, I'll be there, bitches.
So, anyway, man, right now I'm like, okay, this is cool. First of all, I like cons and shit like that.
Yeah, right,
and
so I can relate.
I'm familiar, I can relate.
Yeah.
So they go to this con and they have this clandestine meeting with these people who bidding on this book.
Right.
Now, it's kind of weird because obviously they're not nerds because they got her girlfriends in there partying and the bitches was kind of hot too, man.
Yeah. Like
I don't mean to call them bitches, but they was kind of hot.
Yeah, they had some nice jeans on. Yeah.
And they're having a Utopia party because they feel like they're going to get rich on this. People are bidding $500. They have this parade of nerds that come in there, including our principal actors. They come in and they bid $500, and she goes in there and she says $6,000, which they don't have.
Right, yeah.
Then a guy comes in there and buy the whole thing shebang for $20,000. And if he offered $20,000, they could have got $40,000 or even more from him because he just threw that on the table. Y'all didn't even counter him. They was just so outdone that he said $20,000. They couldn't wait to start partying. Mm. So they sold it to him on the spot and broke their own rules, which they shouldn't have did.
Well, they did.
They broke their rules, though. You have some integrity. You know, it causes problems.
Yeah. Well, actually, it does. We'll see.
So then they got these other two guys who are coming. They're running late.
Yeah.
Because he's messing around with some car.
Right. And I just thought that they were nerds.
I did, too.
I just thought they was just regular nerds.
When a guy was sitting there arguing about getting in the car.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Like, you wasted time. You're talking about I was late.
Waiting on you now.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Anyway. So, you know, Becky and Ian find each other and they instantly fall. You know, I thought it was going to be a problem, but they start where they leave off online. They really like each other.
Yeah.
So that's cool. And Ian is there, and these people are friends, man. It's kind of like when we met Tiff, man.
I mean,
You became friends online and it absolutely translated. It wasn't like when you meet these people, never meet your heroes, and it's a problem.
Right.
They're all going to go stay at Ian's house. Grant's get there late. He decides that he's going to go and look at the book because they sold the book.
Right.
He comes out with that scheme. Next thing you know, he goes up to the penthouse where the rich guy's at.
Right, Carson. Yeah, the dude
Oh,
Carson.
My God.
Now, he's pretty smart, man. This guy's smart as hell.
Oh, the kid?
Yeah, he's
resourceful.
I would say that.
That's for sure.
Yeah, he's resourceful.
Because he's up there. He wasn't too damn smart because he'd go up there and party in the guy's room instead of just taking a look at the book and leaving.
Well, he's a kid, so yeah.
Yeah, kid, you're like burglarizing right now.
Exactly, yeah.
People get thrown out of balconies for that.
Well, yeah.
Hey, that penthouse is nice as hell, too.
That penthouse was nice. So dude comes in with a cosplayer, of course, you know what I'm saying?
Not yet, Smooth.
Yeah, he did.
No, let's go back a little bit.
Okay.
Because our nerds who are late show up to the party, Smooth.
Oh,
they want to bid on a book.
That is true. Yes,
you pull a gun, Smooth. Now I'm like, what's happening?
Right, they pull the guns out.
Smooth,
pull the guns out.
I'm really like,
yeah.
What's happening?
Yeah, I didn't know, and I'm thinking that they were gonna be like amateur.
Dude, they were straight killer assassins.
Yeah, they were professional. Yeah,
dude, I felt so bad for them pumping them with that shit. You knew was gonna kill them.
Yeah,
I'd have took my chances with the gun, Smooth. Yeah. I'm not gonna let you murder me.
Right.
I mean, they talked these people into you can have a gun or you can have a.
But the thing is, they told them this is gonna put you to sleep.
You don't. They lied. Know these motherfuckers.
Exactly.
I wouldn't smooth.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah, you're not doing that. To
no,
me. I'm
we
sorry.
About to fight, and y'all's a couple of bitch nerds. Look at you.
Yeah, y'all look, yeah. But it was only the one dude there. He was in there with a bunch of girls. So I mean, you know, it showed. I'm just saying, I would have took my chances too. Yeah,
them two lightweight nerds.
Right.
I'd have beat the shit out of them, Smooth. Gun or no gun.
Yeah, you think you would until you see
well,
later.
Don't bring up nothing else. Because I literally watched the one shot.
No, the one shot shows that these dudes is not to be fucked with.
Just Smooth out and beat the shit out of them.
Okay.
Look at them little lightweight ass.
Man, when he stabbed dude in the hand with that damn ornament.
Okay. Well, see, that's combat though. Now we in combat.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, go ahead.
Smooth.
Yeah.
I'm not sitting there giving me my arms.
No, I'm not either. Yeah, I'm gonna have to take the chances with the gun. You're right.
Once it's time to commit, it's time to commit.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But he dopes them up and they get the evidence.
He
kills them all. Well, we don't know. Well,
no, wait a minute. Yeah. He kills them all because that's what happened. We knew that's what was going on. They wasn't doing that shit. If you're carrying a gun, you killing them.
Yeah, right.
Killed them and took their list.
And took the list. Yeah.
Went up to the penthouse and then the cosplayer comes in and you know they
smack her up.
Oh my god, dude. like you said, they stabbed the guy at the hand. These cats mean business.
Right. They want that book.
They shoot her like trained assassins. So maybe I might have not have got him, but look.
Yeah.
You ain't pulling no gun on me and we walking out of here. One of us is going to die. I'm not going to let you hit me with a needle, Smooth, after you pull the gun on me. It ain't happening.
So, yeah, dude. So, Grant, he sneaks out of there with the book. Well, he doesn't really sneak out of there.
Hold up, Smooth.
Yeah.
What are you thinking when all this violence is going on? Because you glossing over this. Because this shit changed the whole show for me.
Oh, I'm thinking like, yo, this shit is getting real. This isn't.
I wasn't expecting any.
Yeah, I'm not expecting none of this shit. Like, wow, this book is very important. This book is the real shit.
And then before that, we get the scene with the girl who I didn't think was she's a save the world conspiracist.
Yes.
And she's pointing out
Samantha.
All this stuff.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And I'm like, well, this must be what this is about.
Right.
Like all the nerds are wrong, right?
Right, yeah.
She's right. And they're
right.
She's right, and they're wrong.
Yeah, because she's pointing out that this just isn't a comic book. This is real.
And
life
only one
shit.
That
yeah.
Wilson like totally agrees with her.
Right,
and he's like their human calculator. I really like the scene where they get together in the concourse.
Yeah.
And they start having drinks. I'm like, yeah, man, that's the kind of shit. That's the kind of shit I'm talking about.
Only person that isn't on it is Ian. I mean, you know, he has to be convinced. He's a nerd, but he's not thinking as deep as it is.
Oh, no. And Becky either. They think they're conspiracy wackos and shit. You know, they just love the book.
Right.
One thing the director does really good is when everybody sees the book, how they come in there like business and they just like about to just
melt. Yeah,
dude,
just about
melt.
To,
they
yeah,
about to jizz.
Yeah, right, yeah.
They
orgasm.
They like, every last one of them.
Yep.
Every character. Yeah. So then, Smooth, they take this list and they start executing everybody on the list, Smooth.
Right.
Now this is even more next level for me.
Exactly.
Because I'm like, literally, they're murdering. And the guys were so nice. I like the one guy that's like, I'm the.
Yeah, he didn't even get the finish.
He's like, no, but this weekend, my name is so and so.
Right.
They got a silencer, Smooth. That's how you know the assassins. They got silencers.
They got silencers, yeah.
They murder everybody on the list except for our heroes.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, because they come find
Smooth.
Them.
It's a big deal now, man. You know, little boy on the run.
He's on the run, yeah.
You know?
And he has the book.
And that's pretty much how it kind of ends and shit, you know?
What's her name comes, though? We get introduced to the main character. What's her name?
Well, Sasha, but she comes in at the end. And she's
Jessica
supposed to be,
Hyde. Yeah.
She's supposed to be the main character in the book.
Yeah,
and Jessica Hyde lets that girl die like nobody's business and steals their money.
Steals money, takes the ring. Yeah, asks where's the book at. But yeah, that's how
I'm
it
like
ends.
I was flabbergasted. It was really, really hard for me not to go on to the next one. But
oh, I did.
I made it my business. I'm not doing it no more because it changes your perspective. Look, you almost blew it a couple times.
Right. Yeah.
You know, trying to talk about something else. And if you look at it as a one shot, it's no way in the world I could leave this alone.
Yeah, you got to. Yeah, you're going to watch the next episode.
It's not about nerds going to Comic-Con.
not anymore. Yeah.
No, it wasn't about it to begin with. You know, it's a serious ass danger, people getting murdered, conspiracy type of thing happening. I enjoyed it.
This book is supposedly telling the outcome of the world. That's pretty much what it is.
I thought it was brilliantly done.
Yeah, it was.
Because I literally thought. They let you enjoy the nerds before it got old.
Non-nerds.
Because you got some people who hate nerds and shouldn't be like, I don't want to watch this stuff about nerds. It quickly turns away from that. You know, they gave you just enough. What, you maybe had 20 minutes of nerd stuff, maybe smooth. And then was like, this ain't about nerds.
Right.
These guys are getting murdered. Right. Oh, my God. It was like almost like a Pulp Fictionist type death walking through there as they like murdered every nerd that they came across. Oh, my God. And then they called somebody smooth and was like, got the background on their psychosis.
To make it, to make it seem like this is the person who did all this.
Right. I mean, they got background on all these people. So it showed you it was a large conspiracy going on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, man. So I totally, 100% ridiculously recommend to start this. And maybe the next shows might not be Don't Tell Us Smooth.
Yeah.
You know, but I was just like,
Well, John Cusack's in the next one.
That's the only thing you saw that from IMDb.
Yeah, he's in the next one.
And I'm like, wow. It has a lot of stars in it. Yeah. And so I was just like,
The Riddler from Gotham is in it.
You can stop telling me stuff, Smooth. I really don't want. I'm not a spoiler type of person. Don't spoil it for me.
Okay.
So I know you're in. I don't need to ask you shit. Yeah. You're super in.
Right. I'm in.
Okay. So that's it, man. We're going to take a break and we'll come right back with our main topic, the New Mutants. All right, man, we're back. It's main topic time, man. It's time to hit it, Dwayne. We've been waiting for this movie for so long. We were excited back in the day.
April
what?
2018.
I thought it was even before that. They were talking about it for the longest, and then they were going to release it.
Yeah, that's when they were supposed to release it.
And then they held it for reshoots.
Right.
Then reshoots again. And
then Corona.
They were going to release it even before that, and then they held it. And then coronavirus came, and, you know, you can't put this shit with Corona because...
Yeah, it was all... Yeah, right.
They were already clowning with this movie for the longest.
Right, yeah.
So here we are, man. People who listen to the show know this is one of my favorite comic book properties, man.
Yeah, me too.
I effing love it.
Yeah.
The New Mutants 2020, PG-13, 1 hour 34 minutes. 5 young mutants just discovering their abilities while held in a secret facility against their will fight to escape their past sins and save themselves. Action, horror, sci-fi.
Yeah.
Never seen that with a superhero movie before with the word horror thrown in there before.
Right.
So, something different.
It is.
I believe this is absolutely in the Fox X-Men universe, even though it could have been in anybody's universe because they had no reference to anything other than mentioning a name.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they mentioned the X-Men.
So, man, we starring Maisie Williams from Game of Thrones, man, and Taylor-Joy.
Okay.
Playing Rasputin there.
Yeah, she did a good job.
Charlie Heaton from Stranger Things playing one of my favorite characters,
Sam.
Kendall. Alisa Braga.
Uh-huh.
I think she's a singer.
Is she?
Is that the same lady?
I'm not sure.
No, she's not. She's not the singer.
Okay.
But she's been around for quite a bit of time.
She's from Cleveland, right?
No, not her.
Oh, okay.
No, the singer is.
Oh, the singer. Okay.
Blue Hunt. She's never heard her before. She played Moonstar.
Right.
Roberto Da Costa was played by Henry Zaga.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, is anybody else worth mentioning? I don't think so.
No, because there wasn't nobody else in this shit.
Now, Marilyn Manson was the voice of the smiling man. How about that?
Really?
Yeah. Threw him a little bone there.
Okay.
Anyway, man, so one of my favorite properties. Before we get started, let's hit one word.
Yeah.
Smooth, what's your one word?
Potential.
Potential?
Yes.
Really? Explain.
Well, I think that this movie, it did hit the horror for me. Okay. I mean, when they described it.
Okay.
And at the end, I can see that the third act showed promise to me that, you know, because it showed their abilities. And, you know, at the end is the, you know, we'll get to the end.
Okay, my one word is sad. Sad, sad, sad. And I'm not going to try to, like, crap all over this because I think this thing did some things right. But I said a phrase to myself as I was watching this, and it, like, destroyed the whole goddamn thing to me. Mm. Because one thing I was saying, I'm a fan.
Okay.
And so I said, man, they're doing some really good character development is the way I felt about it.
Right.
Let's just hit some spoilers before we, like, ruin the whole thing. Yeah. But I was like, okay, I like this character. I like this character. I like this character. They're kind of playing the characters kind of like they were in the comic book. Mm-hmm. It was close enough for me.
Yeah, yeah.
But toward the end, I was watching this, and I was like, if it didn't say New Mutants, and they weren't loosely basing these characters on characters that I love, would I give a shit? And you know what, Smooth? It all fell apart for me.
So, I mean, well,
it really turned into a big CW for me.
I can see that, but instantly. But the characters were, so how could you not put them in the New Mutants because the characters were better? No. You know what I mean?
I'm looking at it like this. Uh-huh. Say if I was a person who didn't know anything about the New Mutants. And I just sat down and watched this. That would be that perspective.
Oh, okay.
Would I give a shit? Absolutely not. However, because I did give a shit.
And you have knowledge of the New Mutants.
I thought that they did a good job making the characters at least recognizable to the characters that I loved in the comic book. They were kind of spot on, but did it matter? I don't think so, and we'll get into it.
Okay.
So, let's see. We already hit the spoiler, so let's roll, man. So this thing starts with a bunch of chaos and stuff, you know.
Yeah, they're on a reservation, right?
Yeah, and people are catching fire. There's wind.
Right.
Yes. I'm like, is this magma? That's the first thing I was like, is this magma? But it wasn't magma. You know,
it was dead winter.
And it didn't show us anything that really was happening. You know, they ran out into the woods. Mm-hmm. It was some kind of calamity going on. Right. And the dad said, I'll be right back. And I'm like, well, what the hell is going on? So I'm thinking, okay, this is absolutely Danielle Moonstar. And so this is before she became a New Mutant. So maybe there's some kind of thing happening.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, she's running from something hollering. And I'm like, it must be that bear, you know?
Yeah, the demon bear. Right.
But without knowledge. Without knowledge, you wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know because the movie just started. Yeah.
And she swapped. She sees her dad die. And next thing you know, she wakes up handcuffed.
In a hospital bed.
In an old-ass hospital bed.
Old-ass hospital bed.
Almost like Arkham Asylum hospital.
Right. It was clean, though. Yeah,
but it was still like Arkham, dude. It was old and dated and everything.
Yeah.
And they showed the famous statue that was outside of the Hellfire Club.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, the Hellions is going to be in this. This is going to be the shit, you know. And if you don't know the comics, Hellions were the New Mutants' rival. It was like being at boarding school, like the original X-Men.
Right.
But they had a rival school, the Hellions, that I always assumed was right down the street. Evil mutants go to the Hellions, and the good mutants go to the
Xavier Academy. Yeah.
Not true, I'm just saying. That was just my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So where are you at with that first sequence, Smooth?
First sequence, It's a slow build. It's okay for right now because it's like you said, it's developing.
So what do you think when she wake up in these handcuffs? Man?
When she wake up in the handcuffs, I'm like,
because I was a little pissed.
I'm like, how the hell you get here? But I guess the movie has to start somewhere, so it's kind of like, what's going on?
She's being captured, Smooth, because she has some handcuffs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and then she gets
Why does she have handcuffs? Did she do this?
She gets up and she moves the bed around, and I'm like, well, obviously there's no nurse. She tried to call a nurse, nobody came.
Right.
And I think it's actually odd when the doctor comes in and she's literally the only.
The only physician.
Dr. Reyes.
Right.
She's the only anything. There's no orderlies. No, there's no nurses.
There's no security.
There's the cameras. So they show the cameras and the cameras are detailed. They say Danny Moonstar.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
it's like.
It gives the thermal readings and the psych readings and everything. It's all computer AI.
And we don't know who's on the other side of that camera either, Smooth.
We see
that the doctor has a room that she observes, but somebody else is watching this stuff too.
Right.
So anyway, man. You know, she starts working with her and basically tells us it's, you know, her whole Native American tribe is gone. Yep. And, you know, it's not her fault, but apparently it is her fault.
Yeah.
So I'm liking Danny, you know, I'm like, okay, she's Native American. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. The casting is okay.
Right.
And, you know, I had to remember what her powers was because they've changed a few times in the books. True. And it came to me, and I was like, okay, this is not so bad. Yeah. So then we meet the other mutants, you know.
Yeah, we meet Wolfsbane.
She's she's running around in the vents.
But
I'm talking about when we get to the group.
Okay, yeah.
We meet Wolfsbane.
But
that's not her name. Her name is Rain.
Rain, yeah.
Yeah. And then we meet Elena Rasputin that played Magic. And yeah, she's effing terrible. Now, this girl acted like the character that I know in the book, real tough, man.
Yeah, they were spot on. Most of them were spot on.
Yeah, they even had Rain with the Scottish accent.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, sometimes it faded out. Sometimes even my man.
That's true.
Yeah, you know, even my man Cannonball, he had the Kentuckian accent.
That was Sam Guthrie, because they never called him Cannonball.
Right, yeah.
They never called him Wolfsbane.
Well, they referenced it like a cannonball, right? But yeah, exactly. Like, yeah,
cheap. Right. cheap as hell, so smooth. Sam Guthrie. He was from Kentucky. Lived with his mother and his brother.
Right.
And
his dad. Was.
Well, not in the comic. His dad wasn't there.
Right. Okay.
So they made it so that the calamity was his fault.
Exactly. Yeah.
And Pedro.
Yeah.
Who was Sunspot?
Sunspot. Yes.
Never mentioned that.
Well, they didn't mention his name. The code name, Sunspot. Yeah.
No. And so they were pretty much like they were in the comic books. Mm-hmm. DaCosta got on your nerves because he was always an arrogant jerk.
Yeah, because his family had money.
Him and Sam were good friends.
That is true, yeah.
And Sam was a disheveled dude with a square head, you know, but why they draw him with that square head?
Right.
But, okay, so the characters are pretty much spot on in the comic books, but for some reason in the comics they were a little bit more interesting to me. Maybe because they were literally at Xavier's school and not being held against their will
in this
place.
And they weren't depressed all the time. Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that, Smooth.
Well, no, yeah, they did. But here you can obviously tell, you're depressed because I can't go anywhere.
Because in the comics, they were being oppressed like black people with Jim Crow laws.
Yes, right.
You know, everybody hated mutants and, you know, they treated them like garbage and, you know, they beat them on sight and things like that.
Right.
Sounds familiar.
Right.
Anyway, though, man. So our hero, Danny, man, she doesn't like this place. She tries to go and murder herself, Smooth. I was surprised at that one.
I was, too. I was like, what are you doing? I thought she was going to try to fly. I thought she knew how to fly. But I was like, no, she's about to try to just smack herself against the ground.
Notice she moved off the grass to the concrete,
right,
too.
Yeah, right.
So Rain talks her down, and I did not see the budding romance happen, but, you know, I didn't have a problem with it. I was like, okay, somebody would be doing something up in here. It's only a couple girls and a couple boys, and they all got hormones and they're teenagers.
True that.
They show Sam Guthrie, you know, try to control his flying. I don't know why he tied his arm to that thing and was doing it. Why not just fly around the bubble? You got plenty of space, right?
Well, I guess he didn't want to crash land and
he just tear shit up in the comic.
Yeah, he did.
I would have preferred to see that though. Fuck it.
Well, he was tearing himself up. Yeah, he broke his arm, had scars,
black eyes and shit.
Yeah, so
all of a sudden, Smooth, everybody started having nightmares. Hey,
yeah,
Elena is the worst.
Because she was blank. She was like, yeah, we know what it is. It's her.
No, but even before that, when she come in, take her on a tour. And she just like, I don't like you.
Right, and then she talking to her puppet, Loki.
No.
Lockheed.
Now, I thought that was so clever.
That was clever. I was about to say
being the puppet.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, there's no dragons. But that's, I really liked that they incorporated Lockheed in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, you know, the goddamn thing was real.
Came real, yeah.
Holy shit.
But that was cool.
I don't know how he became real, but he did.
But that was cool, though.
Yeah, I thought it was.
That was real cool.
And the CGI could have been real. Anyway, let's move on. Yeah. So, you know, their dreams are coming true. Everybody's visiting the nightmares. And I had a problem with how long it took people to figure this shit out, Smooth.
Did you?
Dude, they were literally being, all of a sudden, when this one person come, who they don't know who her powers are, they get effed up. Sam get thrown into the wall from the wash machine.
Yeah, he did.
You know, Roberto almost burns up in the pool.
Well, exactly. And Magique. Well,
why you always pronounce it like that?
Because she has a Russian accent.
Smooth. So, it's literally just Magique.
Well, I like the Russian accent.
But she's having these nightmares, and nobody figures this shit out, Smooth.
And Wolfsbane, she was getting branded again from the.
Nobody figures this shit out, Smooth.
Well, no, Elena figured it out.
The movie was almost over when she figured it out. It was like it? Literally past the halfway mark.
It was
like
the second act, though.
It was literally past the halfway mark. And you're like, y'all just not figuring it out that it's this girl.
Right.
Okay. And at this point, it was too late because, you know, it gets to a points move. And I'm like, there's no antagonist except for the doctor. Where's the villain?
And the thing is with the doctors, I was thinking when Pedro like raised up on her, like, I'm about to leave, I'm about to call the police. It's like, well, why don't you? And then you just see her taking Lena to solitary and the other girl. It's like, how come y'all not overpowering this
dude,
lady?
I'm like, where's the bad guys?
Yeah, exactly. That's my thing too. I'm waiting for the bad guy.
So they say horror, and it's really light on a horror.
It is.
When they get to the smiley people coming out, that was pretty horrific.
That was.
You know, but then you're like, oh, they could be taken out pretty easy. You know.
Yeah, because they weren't like. I thought it was gonna be more Freddy Kruegerish.
Nobody
got stabbed or sliced or anything.
My favorite scene is though when Rain jumped out of the thing and scratched the lady up.
Oh yeah, that was cool. Yeah, she scratched her ass up.
Fucked her. Yeah,
she eventually died from that, right?
I don't think so.
No, she didn't die from that. No,
she stabbed. She was trying to kill a girl. She was gonna put her to sleep.
Right. She said she had to put her down.
I blame Moonstar on this because it's like, dude, look how she talking about it's a test for me. Whoa, what you mean it's a test for you? You know? Yeah. But no, she just let it go through with it. Mm. And I'm sitting there like, when she scratched her up, that was cool.
Yeah, that was.
And she was bleeding out, so that was cool.
That was.
And then all the demons come from everywhere. Mm. But, you know.
And then we get to the demon bear.
Our ultimate bad guy's move was a figment of Moonstar's imagination, which happened in the comics, but I don't think I would have built a new franchise on this this element.
Really?
And then you spent $5 on the CGI for the bear. I thought the bear looked terrible.
I kind of dug it. It had its moments.
The bear was terrible.
It had its moments with me. It wasn't as bad. You know, like you said, we've seen worse, like Warcraft, you know.
I mean, but wait a minute, Smooth. This is Marvel. We're not trying to compare the worst we've ever seen with something from Marvel, man. You know, and for a moment, I got a chubby when he mentioned Professor X and the X-Men, you know.
Yeah,
they
did some references. Yeah.
But are we going to see anything? I said, okay, they're going to do the old Wolverine at the end. One of the Charles Xavier's is going to show up.
Well, you know what? I'm glad they didn't do that.
I wish they would have.
I'm glad.
I want to see James McAvoy come riding up in a car, being driven by somebody.
You know what? Maybe that might have helped.
Instead of them walking off into the. Yeah, so anyway, man, I'm skipping.
Or maybe they would the what's the name the ship.
No, let me finish with them. So the bear, they're having this fight with the bear, and they all had to realize that we had to fight together for the bear because Elena thought she was going to do it. She thought she was the most powerful. She was not. They had to wake the girl up. They finally woke the girl up, and then the girl had to. She conquered her own fears.
She talked the bear down. She said, bad bear.
That made the bear become docile.
Yeah, bad bear.
I'm mad as hell
she pat the bear on the nose.
Smooth, can you understand why now I'm like, this is the CW, dude. What are we doing?
I think more of it was the anticipation of this movie, like
Smooth,
you said.
You take the New Mutants title off of it, you would have been like, this was bullshit. This was a TV show
It was actually a TV show.
It was a total TV
show.
But
to me, it had potential to be something. It could be something great, but we know they're not going to continue with this.
No, this is over.
But the thing is, the actors they did a good job to me.
And see, but did they? You know, I was interested.
Yeah.
But I still cannot. I can't separate. Is it my love for these characters that kept me hooked? Or was it the fact did they really do such a good job that if I was a novice who knew nothing about this and watched this, would I would have cared? Would Elena would have got on my goddamn nerves because she overdid the bitch or no? Did I give a shit about Moonstone or not?
Okay, you know? I see the direction that you're going with.
Did I care about Bane or Rain or did I know?
They just assumed that if you knew the New Mutants, but if you didn't,
would you have gave a shit about it? Would this would have been the worst Marvel movie of all time?
Instead of looking at it like I'm trying to get new viewers or new. You know, new fans or whatever. It's like you already exist, so I don't have to put a lot of work into it.
Maybe my one word should have just been weak.
Yeah, I would say.
You know, the doctor put him in bubbles and was suffocating him, and
that's when I found out. Okay, I'm like, okay, she can do that, so that's why they're kind of listening to her. Maybe she did that to him before.
But she's so who's the antagonist, her or the bear? Right. And both of them are weak villains. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were both weak villains.
Well, the bear ate her up though.
Yeah,
he ate her. He chewed the shit out of her.
Yeah, but Smooth, it looked like shit when it was happening. It was like,
well, it didn't like it looked like Jaws when he was on top of the boat. It didn't look that bad, did it?
Hey, Smooth, why like was Bruce? The bear so big?
What do you mean? It was
whoa, the bear wasn't that big in the comic. It was a big, tall bear, but it wasn't big as the house. Smooth.
Well, we got it. Well, come on, man, we gotta make it like that.
I would have preferred for y'all to put a bear.
Nah, see here. Wait a minute. Come on, man. You're splitting hairs.
That's not splitting hairs.
Yeah, you are. Go ahead.
No, it's not splitting hairs because the bear could have been the size as the bear in Wolverine, but just demon possessed. Running around tearing shit up. Bears is big enough and scary enough by themselves. You don't need to make them big as the house.
Well, but I guess I don't know. It didn't bother me as the size.
No, I don't think I'm splitting hairs. I thought that bear being as big as a building was dumb as hell.
I think it needed to be that big for them to be flying around and jumping on it and stuff like that and trying to cut it.
What if you got a bear that's
I think it was
12 feet, 14 feet tall. Okay.
Yeah.
And Sam rockets into it and bounces off of the damn thing. It's still scary because bears don't need to. You just need to do shit to a grizzly bear for it to be scary. They scary by themselves, Smooth. They claws is longer than Wolverine's in real life.
Yeah, I think it was adequate. Yeah. I don't think it was overdone. I think it was.
I thought the bear was effing terrible as far as how big it was.
It was smoky.
I wasn't scared of the damn bear. It
was a smoky bear. You weren't scared of it?
I just wanted it to be over.
Oh, man.
It wasn't even real. Y'all could at least made it more realistic with the bear, having all that damn smoke around it and shit.
Even when it was growling, you didn't like the smoke? Yeah, I like the smoke. I like that.
Nah, I thought it was terrible.
I thought it was pretty good to me.
Yeah.
I thought
it was great. Very sad to me, boys and girls, and Smooth. I hope you're not...
The demon people didn't disappoint you, did you? Only that they were so easy to...
The demon people were actually pretty cool, but knowing that they weren't real... Everything once you realize this was all coming out of her brain.
Okay.
It was like there's no real danger because she can stop this if she just thinks hard enough.
Right. Okay.
And so that bothered me. It was like there was no real antagonist.
Oh yeah, it was. Oh, I agree with
that. Where was the Hellions?
Yeah, it wasn't.
Where was Shaw and the?
Well, we got a hint of Sinister.
No, wait a minute.
The SX.
Where was Shaw and the Hellfire Club?
Oh yeah.
Y'all thought y'all was gonna get sequels and was gonna introduce him in the next movie.
Maybe.
No, you could have had a new Black King, a White Queen, all that shit, man. Mm-hmm. Make it interesting. The story is interesting. You don't have to like whittle it down to such nothing.
Well, they did. Like I said, they introduced Sinister.
Let me ask you a question, Smooth, because I think the people have a right to know that you defended that god-awful movie so bad last week.
Because
tell the people what happened, Smooth, why you defended that movie so much.
I paid $10.
No, that's bullshit, Smooth. You can't defend a movie because you paid for it.
Hey, I gotta find some good out of it.
No, you don't. The people on the show have a right to have your honest
What was the movie anyway? Train to Busan. Yeah. Peninsula.
Smooth, when you realized that's why you gave it the rhythm, right. I was like, Smooth, you can't do that, Smooth.
that's part of it.
Smooth, you paid for this one too.
I paid for this one, but like you said, I like the New Mutants. I did see potential in this. It didn't bother me as much as it bothered you. I thought that the actors, they played their parts well to me.
Okay.
I mean, you know, they were convincing as the characters because I know the characters. Now, I see your point of saying, well, if I didn't know this was the New Mutants and it didn't have the title on it, would I have gave a damn?
Nope.
And you're probably right.
I wouldn't have.
You're probably right. It probably would have been like a very good CW show.
Yeah. I would watch it on CW all day. I'd be like, oh, this is kind of cool. It's on the CW.
Right, yeah.
This is what I expect. I don't expect nothing more than this.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. So
I still wouldn't have liked the bear. Please, at least make the bear 20 foot tall or something. But, dude, his head was as big as the wall. And I'm like, come on, how do you fight that?
What I did like, though, Petro, when he flamed on, his clothes burnt up. I'd like that. That was realistic.
That was fine.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That was fine. Yeah. He doesn't have any flame retardant clothes.
Right, exactly. You know, like they do.
Yeah, so.
They kept it realistic with that.
So, from my point of view, y'all, to hell with this movie. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Will I watch it again? Not purposely.
I would probably watch it again just to try to hope that maybe I saw something that will make me feel better because I'm a fan.
Yeah, yeah, right. Now, if it's on, I watch. But as far as me like popping it in, I'm not going to do that.
So that's it, man. Yeah. We can't do the damn thing, and we got it done, man. We got a pretty good week for coming for you guys. We got the All in the Devil or whatever the hell that name movie is. It's on Netflix with Tom Hollands. And we have a lot more shit coming next week. I don't know what we're going to do. Oh, I think it's Christmas time, man. I think we're going to start doing some Jingle Jangle.
What about the Lego movie?
We could do a one shot for that, but we probably need a game. I figured we'd do a one shot for the Lego because it's not a movie. It's just a TV show.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
You know. Yeah. And so we could.
It's a, well, it's a Christmas special, right?
Yeah, we got a lot of Christmas stuff. I think we. I'm looking forward to maybe doing both of those. What's his name? Kurt Russell, Santa Claus.
Oh, shows. Yeah, right. Because
there's two of them now.
Okay.
You know, they, one last year, another one came this year. You know?
That is true, yeah.
So we can do some Christmas stuff and keep it fresh for the people.
Yeah, Jingle Jangle.
Yeah. So anyway, man, that's it. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. With me is my co-host, Mr.
SMOOVE, spelled smooth, not Dwayne. Everybody be healthy and safe.
Yes, indeed. And stay the hell out of places so you can, you know, get through your what you come. Happy Thanksgiving this week, y'all, because Thanksgiving is this week. And
go.
Keep your shit slow. I ain't going to tell you to do what you do. Yeah, do what you do, and we'll see if you, not even going to say that. We'll see y'all later. Yep. So until next time, man, we will be
on patrol.